Israeli airstrikes struck tents near two major hospitals in Gaza overnight, killing at least two people, including a Palestinian journalist, and wounding at least nine others, six of whom were reporters, local medics said on Monday. One of the strikes hit a media tent outside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis around 2 a.m., setting it ablaze and killing Yusuf Al-Fakawi, a reporter for the Palestine Today News website, according to hospital staff. Another man was also killed in the blast. The Israeli military confirmed it had targeted Hamas in the area but provided no further details. It said it attempts to avoid civilian casualties and blamed Hamas for operating in densely populated areas. Three more people were injured when Israeli forces struck tents near Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah, also in central Gaza. Hospitals reported additional casualties from other overnight strikes. Nasser Hospital said it received 13 more bodies, including six women and four children. Al-Aqsa Hospital confirmed two more deaths and three injuries in a separate strike on a home in the city. Thousands of displaced Palestinians have taken shelter in makeshift tents within hospital grounds throughout the 18-month conflict, believing these sites would be less likely to come under fire. Israel has previously raided several hospitals, alleging Hamas uses them for military operations. Hospital staff have repeatedly denied the claims. Israel's offensive in Gaza has killed over 50,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children, according to Gaza's health ministry. The military claims at least 20,000 militants are among the dead, though it has not provided verifiable data. The ongoing bombardment has devastated infrastructure and displaced roughly 90% of Gaza's population. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington later Monday. The meeting will focus on Gaza and broader regional issues, including a controversial proposal backed by Trump to resettle large numbers of Gazans abroad. Rights groups have warned such a move could constitute forced displacement and breach of international law. Israel has blocked the entry of essential aid since March, intensifying a humanitarian crisis as access to food, fuel, and medicine dwindles. Despite international pressure for a ceasefire, Israel continues its operations, vowing to maintain military pressure until all hostages are released and Hamas is defeated.